This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. State lawmakers are moving forward with what they're calling the Colorado Voting Rights Act. The Democratic bill aims to ensure the federal government's voter protection rules apply to how cities and counties hold their elections. But as CPR's Megan Verlee explains, there are concerns about how far it goes.
A lot of the opposition has focused on whether the bill puts cities and towns at risk of lawsuits, even when they don't mean to discriminate. Lyons Mayor Holly Rogan.
Having to defend a claim of this nature could devastate us financially.
Opponents also argue that the proposal usurps cities' authority to run their own elections. But the bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon, argues this is a statewide concern.
The state does have what we would even go so far to say, a compelling interest that elections are done fairly.
Votes on the bill have generally fallen on party lines, with Republicans opposed and Democrats in support. It's one vote away from passing the House. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Good news on the roads in Colorado. Traffic deaths are down 21% this year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Almost every category of traffic death is down this year, says Sam Cole, the safety manager for the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The simple answer is that people are driving more safely. They're not driving impaired quite as much. Their speeds are down. They're less distracted.
Cole credited changes to state law, like making it unlawful for drivers to hold their cell phones. The drop in deadly crashes in Colorado tracks national trends, with fatalities consistently declining since 2022. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Front Range, highs generally in the mid to upper 60s today.